Several Pacific Northwest Indian tribes want to move their coastal villages to higher ground. This comes after the March earthquake off the coast of Japan underscored the dangers of living in a tsunami zone. But it takes an act of Congress to expand a reservation, so the tiny Quileute Nation is hoping to encourage lawmakers to act, in part by relying on its newfound popularity as a pilgrimage destination for fans of the Twilight series of books and movies. In those stories, the Quileute lands are teeming with werewolves. The Quileute Indian Reservation is all of 3 square kilometers. It's surrounded on 3 sides by the lush rainforest of Olympic National Park, and on the 4th by the Pacific Ocean. Quileute elder Deanna Hobson loves living by the water.
The atmosphere I enjoy living by the ocean is sleeping with my window open to hear the sounds of the ocean.
But the roar of the surf is more ominous now. Like so many people around the world, Hobson watched those unforgettable images of destruction from the Japanese tsunami in March. She describes a recurring dream.
We're up at the cemetery road, and I look down, and I see all this water going by, and we're trying to retrieve or throw rope out into the water, and I take my dream seriously, you know, and dreaming something like that. To me, it's giving me a signal on something's drastic is going to happen.
Her dream is not far off from what geologists say could happen here. So Quileute leaders, including tribal chairwoman Benita Cleveland, want to give the roughly 300 people in the lower village the option to move uphill.
Number one priority is moving our children, the school children, up to higher ground. Our school is right on the ocean.
And so is the tribal senior center, several churches, and tribal headquarters. But there's a big problem. Cleveland points out the tribal village is already built out right up to the edge of the tiny reservation. On the other side of the line is majestic Olympic National Park.
Back in the day, our ancestors moved along this land freely. They moved up and down this coast. Today, we can't do that.
Only Congress can adjust the boundaries of a national park. It's done it before. In December, lawmakers gave the nearby Ho Indian tribe a sliver of Olympic Park land. That tribe is now planning its move out of the tsunami zone. But the Quileutes are asking for much more land. More than 300 hectares of the national park, some of it designated wilderness. The tribe is seeking to enlist an unusual ally in its cause, the huge fan base of the Twilight vampire saga.
Don't get me upset.
Stephanie Meyer's novels have sold over 100 million copies worldwide and have been translated into more than 3 dozen languages. In the saga, the Quileute Reservation is home to fleet-footed, fierce, yet caring werewolves. A Twitter feed and YouTube channel managed by the tribe tries to tell the real story.
The Quileute have been thrust into the international spotlight. But the reality of the Quileute people is far different from what is portrayed in the Twilight books and movies.
This part of the Washington coast is popular with Twilight tourists who come to visit the places mentioned in the series. Their welfare actually came up at a U.S. Senate hearing called to review the proposed land transfer. There, Washington Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell described wider public benefits.
Helping the Quileute tribe move their facilities 800 feet up and out of the tsunami zone is the primary purpose of this legislation. However, it will ensure visitors access to Second Beach, Rialto Beach, and preserve thousands of acres of Olympic National Park as wilderness.
There's no organized opposition, so the tribe's main challenge now is to keep the attention of the busy Congress long enough to get its bill passed. Then the next hurdle will be to find the money to relocate to higher ground on the Olympic Peninsula. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in La Push, Washington.